In 1982, my brother was given a Sony CFS500 boombox stereo for his birthday. It was awesome. It had AM/FM radio, dual volume controls, an LED graphic equalizer, output jacks, and big speakers. And all of this was built around a cassette recorder. With the cassette recorder, we could save the songs we heard on the radio to a tape so we could listen to them anytime we wanted. With the audio output, we could send the signal into a regular tape deck and build our own compilation albums. We now owned the world of audio. This was happening all over the country, and people were discovering that they could build their own little audio programs by rearranging miscellaneous recordings into something that held meaning to them. Clips from TV shows and movies.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man, dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Comedic bits. Prank phone calls.
But the reason why the curse works is because all children have brain damage.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Yes, I bought glasses there. My name is Saul Rosenberg.
Yes?
And my eyes are going crazy.
Poetry.
Love is not all. It is not meat, not drink, nor slumber, nor a roof against the rain.
And music. These all came together into a personal and artistically organized creation. Usually consisting of a theme, the tapes were typically made for a specific person and were meant to convey how the creator was feeling at the time. With the advent of computers, MP3 players, and digital content, this time-consuming and thoughtful form of expression has been lost. This program is looking to bring it back. Back then, we didn't have social media. We didn't call people our friend until we shared with them who we felt we really were, what we liked to do, the type of music we liked to listen to, the sort of movies we liked to watch. We would spend hours poring over what to share and how to present it. We would meet new people and make new friends, and if we were lucky, we could fall in love. All of this could be done simply by handing someone a plastic cassette and saying to them, "I made you this mixtape." I wish there was a social excuse to make you a cassette tape. I teach you all about my life from side B to side A. Fast forward, rewind, whenever mind. I have never forgotten the warmth and comfort that she had given me. In fact, it defined part of my character. Nightmares were soothed in the blackness of night when she came to me with her dim glowing lamp. Providing me with guidance and friendship throughout my entire life, she has always given me advice, sang to me when I was lonely, and informed me of the world's events. Her size is always shifting, and she is always changing her style to suit the fashion of the day, but she has always been by my side, and I knew she was a trusted friend. As I grew, she grew with me, her tastes changing with mine, and mine with hers. She took on several different names. Strange as it sounds, it started in the back of my father's closet. I found her hibernating back there one day, and my dad helped me to resuscitate her. I remember the awe I felt seeing her face light up, and how strange it was hearing a foreign language for the first time. Her name back then was Zenith, a transoceanic 3000, my first radio. Do you remember yours? I have had several. Panasonics, Sonys, Grundigs, all of them trusted friends. How many times in your life have you found comfort and companionship from someone inside a 3-inch speaker? How many times have you gotten to where you are going in the car, but refused to shut it off and get out so that you may listen to what's next? Have you ever stopped what you were doing, hand held out in mid-air, alerting everyone to be quiet so that you could hear the announcer give you a play-by-play at the end of the game, or when they interrupted your regularly scheduled broadcast with breaking news? Have you ever used it to set the mood in a parked car overlooking a moonlit lake? We all have. Our radios have been with us for a long time, and we take them for granted. We forget that somewhere on the other end of the ether is someone pouring their heart into a microphone just for you. Radio gave us the ability to communicate with one another over great distances. We can direct airline traffic. We can respond to emergencies. We can give overseas operatives coded messages. We can search the stars looking for signs of life. All of this is done using radio waves. On this episode of I Made You This Mixtape, I'm going to play a love tape that I made that is dedicated to my friends. The Zenith 3000, the Sony ICF 2010, the Grundig Satellite 800, and all of the others. Thank you for being there for me, connecting me with my fellow humans, and perhaps one day, something else. I won't forget you in this modern age, and you, dear listener, shouldn't either. Go give your radio a hug. Hold on, I need to press play.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News.
Words will never say enough. They're just born of hope that someone will even listen.
Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
In the solitude of hearts, in the traces that echo through the ether.
The German news agency Transocean said today in a broadcast that the Allied invasion had begun.
Tied to meanings, bound to fate, reassured by sounds that echo across the airwaves.
Big German broadcast quoting the German foreign minister as announcing that the German high command accepts unconditional surrender.
Tuning through the waves of faint and distant signals, hoping someone's there.
Japan accepts surrender terms of the Allies.
Oh, have we tried too much? Traded innocence for promises of greatness.
The first artificial Earth satellite in the world has now been created.
Left to search, left seeking out for a part of us that is no longer there.
Roger, 0G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around.
With all the prowess we possess, exchange the greatest of ourselves for isolation.
It says President Kennedy apparently was shot in the head.
Gladly we smile and carry on, unaware of the solitude we hide inside.
Eagle looking right, here go. Houston, the Eagle has landed. I'm
gonna step off
the
limb now.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Broadcasting live around the world, on the air, in every land, on every frequency.
Four persons, including two women, were shot and killed on the campus during renewed demonstrations.
Across the surface of the earth, to the
Arab terrorists burst into the Israeli compound at the Olympic Village in Munich.
To all the people of the world, unrelenting, for all who are receiving us.
Communist forces reportedly have invaded Saigon in heavy street fighting.
From every station on
dead at the age of 42.
The U.S. Embassy in Tehran remains occupied by Iranian students demanding extradition of the Shah and a total break in relations with America.
John Lennon was brought to the emergency room shortly before 11 p.m. He was dead on arrival.
Shots have reportedly been fired as President Reagan left the Washington Hilton Hotel.
We have main engine start, 4, 3, 2, 1, and liftoff. Liftoff of the 25th Space Shuttle mission, and it is cleared to tower.
We have a report relayed through the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. We are now looking at all the contingency operations and awaiting word from any recovery forces in the downrange field.
This is our live transmission.
I know it's hard to understand, but sometimes painful things like this happen. It's all part of the process of exploration and discovery.
This is our live transmission.
The future doesn't belong to the faint-hearted. It belongs to the brave.
Broadcasting live around the world, on the air in every land, on every frequency.
Berlin's famous Freedom Bell rang out over the newly opened border.
Across the surface of the earth, to the farthest reach, this is our live transmission.
A Boeing 747 jetliner with 229 people on board.
Princess Diana has died of injuries suffered in a car accident.
From every station on the earth, loud and clear, this is our live transmission.
We are just currently getting a look at the World Trade Center. We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center. We noticed flame and an awful lot of smoke from one of the towers of the World Trade Center. We are just coming up on this scene. This is easily three quarters of the way up. We are, this is, whatever has occurred has just occurred within minutes. And we are trying to determine exactly what that is. But currently, we have a lot of smoke at the top of the towers of the World Trade Center. We will keep you posted.
I just witnessed a plane that appeared to be cruising slightly lower than normal altitude over New York City. And it appears to have crashed into... I don't know which tower it is, but it hit directly in the middle of one of the World Trade Center towers.
Calling Cleveland Center, you're unreadable. Say again slowly.
Sir, did you hear the transmission? Was that your phrase that said you had a bomb on board?
Say again, is that United 93?
Yeah, that transmission, he said, was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We didn't get it, but...
capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think. Upon the recitation, we're above. to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft.
Who am I kidding to even I am falling. I should be old enough to know not to fall in love with a voice on the radio.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You'll swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, they never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me to weave our dreams upon. Listen to each evening when the lights are low, to underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You'll swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, they never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and to weave our dreams upon, listen to our song. Just a good old song coming down in harmony. Just a good old song, and one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
Thank you. wasn't that bad, man. Just take it from the end of the bridge.
This is how it works. It feels a little worse than when we drove our hearse right through that screaming crowd while laughing up a storm until we were just bone. Until it got so warm that none of us could sleep, and all the styrofoam began to melt away. We tried to find some worms to aid in the decay, but none of them were home. Inside the catacomb, a million ancient bees began to sting our knees while we were on our knees praying that disease would leave the ones we love and never come again. On the radio we heard November rain. That solo's real long, but it's a pretty song. We listened to it twice cause the DJ was asleep. Bum, ba, bum, ba, bum. This is how it works. You're young until you're not. You love until you don't. You try until you can. Inside yourself, you take the things you like, then try to love the things you took, and then you take that love you made and stick it into someone else's heart, pumping someone else's blood and walking arm in arm. You hope it don't get harmed, but even if it does, you just do it all again. And on the radio, you'll hear November rain. That solo's awful long, but it's a good refrain. You'll listen to it twice, cause the DJ is asleep. On the radio, on the radio, on the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio, uh-oh. On the radio.
it'll be fine if you can just smile.
Forever, do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
Wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it.
And now, Arthur C. Carlson with an editorial.
Hi, I'm Arthur C. Carlson, Vice President and General Manager of WKRP in Cincinnati. And I'd like to comment on the fact that an awful lot of people have been complaining about what's on television these days. TV just isn't what it used to be, they say. Well, here is a solution. Watch radio. After all, radio is just television without pictures. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Well, that's our show for today. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate it. Want to hear it again? Or do you have an interest in hearing a previous episode? Visit the archive on our website. That's imadeyouthismixtape.net. As always, our show is sponsored by the Community School in Camden. Online at thecommunityschool.org. And Side Country Sports of Rockland. Online at sidecountrysports.com. Production support for today's show was provided by Renee Philbrook. If you would like to drop us a note or send us your mixtape to be played on a future show, you can do so via the Postal Service. Send your correspondence to I Made You This Mixtape, P.O. Box 1149, Rockland, Maine, 04841. Guidelines for submissions can be found online at our website. Again, that's imadeyouthismixtape.net. Please provide the story behind your mixtape. We know that there is one. This is Nate Greenleaf for I Made You This Mixtape, telling you to remember to turn your Dolby on and the auto reverse off. Until next time. Excuse me.